This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Larry Perel. In for Vicki Moore, there is a death investigation in Baldwin Park underway right now. Three people were found dead there, believed to have been stabbed to death. Let's go live now to the scene, connect with our Craig Figner. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The trouble call came in here in Baldwin Park at 6:48 last evening. This is on Bogart Avenue, a home on a small cul-de-sac. And it's inside that home that police, we understand, found three people dead, presumed stabbed to death, two women, one man. And when they did arrive, there was a person here who was in a vehicle, apparently maybe trying to get away. That person has since been detained for questioning, hasn't been exactly labeled a suspect, but been detained for questioning now for what looks like going on more than 12 hours. The coroner has not yet arrived here, which indicates the investigation is not yet complete, but there's a substantial police presence in this area. Both Baldwin Park Police and the LA County Sheriff's Department. It's very common for them to team up with their detective forces on complicated investigations. The street is closed off. I've tried to talk with several neighbors. It doesn't seem like anybody knows exactly who these people might be or which house this might be. We can't see it from where we are because of the road closure. But the investigation, when it wraps up, we're hoping to learn more from Baldwin Park Police. One thing, you know, that's worth noting here with a person of interest that's in their custody being detained for questioning suggests that they are not looking for, and they have not said that they are, but suggests certainly that they are not looking for a killer who is responsible for three deaths.
All right, Craig, thanks. Larger than usual waves. We got the high surf again hitting the LA County beaches today through the weekend. So National Weather Service with a warning. Surf of 4 to 6 feet. Dangerous rip currents on the west-facing beaches, officials say. There's an increased risk of drowning because those rip currents can pull you out. Ventura Pier, which had been closed since Sunday because of the high surf last week, that's now back open, reopened yesterday, but they are saying stay out of the water. High surf advisory is also in effect for parts of Ventura, Santa Barbara, and up to San Luis Obispo counties.
The Malibu Lost Hills Sheriff's Department holding a live demonstration today of a drone that helped save a missing 78-year-old man with dementia that wandered off in the hills above Malibu. Deputies used a drone with thermal imaging to quickly find him, and officials will show how that drone works and how it guided rescuers to his location. That demonstration happening at 11 this morning.
Where can you park and where can you not? There's a change in the rules, right? We've talked a little bit about this. Here's another warning. The new law goes on the books in the new year in LA, aimed at saving the lives near the intersections. You can't park too close to the corner. Here's Art Sanders.
Police will now check how close to an intersection you've parked your car. Damian Kevitt is with Streets Are For Everyone.
The pedestrian fatalities have become the largest source of fatalities related to traffic violence. And City of Los Angeles is very much one of that, but it's all across the entire state. The number of pedestrians being hit and killed, in fact, not just California, across the entire U.S. has gone up.
So as of January 1st, you must park at least 15 feet away from a crosswalk at an intersection, even if there's no red curb. Kevitt says it may sound petty and nitpicky, but
if it even saves just one or two lives in Southern California, that's worthwhile. That is a worthwhile life saved.
Daylighting refers to the amount of daylight between a parked car at the intersection and a pedestrian stepping off the curb. Cars parked too close block the view of motorists on the street. I'm Art Sanders, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LAPD officers have shot and injured a person in South L.A., which led to a chase that ended in Compton. Cops were approaching two suspects near 92nd Street and Hooper Avenue when a third person shot at them. Officers returned fire. That chase began. That chase ended near East Compton Boulevard and South Bullis Road. The injured suspect, taken to the hospital. Two other suspects have been arrested.
Second day of Kwanzaa. Emily Valdez reports on some events going on for the next 6 days.
Kwanzaa actually began in Los Angeles, and here at Leimert Park, they hold an annual festival.
For 7 days straight, we're going to be lighting the candle.
Tia Ma'at says each day there's a celebration of a different virtue.
And we'll have a different child light that come out and do the candle lighting, and we'll talk about the different messages that there is for today. So you can definitely welcome to come and gather here with us.
Organizers say that we'll be lighting the candles around 5 o'clock each night. In Leimert Park, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Judge in New York says a woman accusing Jay-Z of Sean Diddy Combs of raping her when she was 13 can move forward anonymously with this lawsuit. Reporter Lisa Dwyer with more.
The judge also chastised the lawyer representing Jay-Z for filing combative motions and using inflammatory language against the woman's lawyer, calling the actions inappropriate. While the woman can proceed anonymously at this early stage of litigation, she may still have to reveal her identity later if the case proceeds. Combs remains jailed in New York, awaiting a criminal trial on federal sex trafficking charges.
Jay-Z's lawyer asking the judge to dismiss his client from the woman's lawsuit has requested a hearing on the case. Lawyer wrote that a TV interview that she gave revealed glaring inconsistencies, outright impossibilities in the story.
The man accused of burning a woman to death inside a New York City subway train has been indicted on state charges. The development comes days after Sebastian Zepeda's arrest and subsequent police questioning, in which they say he identified himself in photos and surveillance video showing the fire being lit. The indictment will be under seal until he is arraigned, likely in a few weeks. He remains jailed. Federal immigration officials say the man is from Guatemala, entered the U.S. illegally. He was initially charged by criminal complaint with murder and arson.
Most Americans believe health insurance profits and coverage denials share some responsibility for the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, although not as much as the person who actually pulled the trigger.
In a survey from the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, about 8 in 10 adults in the U.S. say the person who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has a great deal or a moderate amount of responsibility for the December 4th shooting in New York City. Despite that, some people have cast 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, the suspect, as a hero.
So did you rack up some holiday debt this season? Guess what? You're not alone. Recent survey from LendingTree shows that more than 35% of us are ending the holidays with new debt, averaging more than $1,000, up from last year. Parents, millennials, and people earning $30,000 to $50,000 a year most likely to be affected if you are in debt. Experts say they recommend starting early to pay it off, possibly using a 0% balance transfer credit card or a debt consolidation loan. They also say it's helpful to set savings aside to avoid more debt next year.
The president-elect promising to begin the largest deportation operation in American history on his first day back in office. The incoming border czar detailing how that's going to play out, what might happen to some children of undocumented immigrants. That includes kids born in the U.S. who are American citizens. CBS correspondent Lilia Luciano.
In the New Jersey city of Englewood, Mayor Michael J. Wilds, who's also an immigration attorney, says members of his community are on edge.
People are very concerned, even people who already achieved the golden grail, a green card or citizenship, are worried that there's somebody in their home.
Somebody who is undocumented and subject to a mass deportation campaign.
Tom Homan oversaw the policy that separated about 3,000 children from their parents during the first Trump term.
President Biden will spend the next several days in the U.S. Virgin Islands. CBS News White House reporter Linda Kenyon says this trip is hardly new for Biden.
The president has taken this trip to St. Croix every year for the New Year's holiday. St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands is a mere 84 square miles, where the first family is expected to relax and stay largely out of view. Multiple family members are expected to join Biden and the First Lady in what will be the president's final vacation trip before he leaves office. It will not, however, be his final trip as president. Next month, he plans to travel to Italy, where he will meet with Pope Francis, along with Italy's prime minister and president. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
National Assembly in South Korea voting to impeach the country's acting president now. The opposition party, which controls the chamber, says he was involved briefly in declaring martial law ordered by his predecessor, who was impeached before this. Reporter Alex Jensen following the latest from Seoul.
Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok is now another acting president, despite his appeal to lawmakers not to vote on this latest impeachment motion, citing economic damage as South Korea's currency's fallen to its weakest level in close to 16 years amid the country's ongoing political chaos.
The governing party boycotted that vote.
And if your New Year's resolution is to shed some pounds and get healthier, here's some advice for you. Aim for at least 2.5 hours of moderate to intense aerobic exercise each week. This can help to reduce weight, waist size, and body fat. The finding comes from a recent review in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Dr. Celine Gounder, CBS News medical contributor.
We always recommend starting with diet and exercise. And this is something we've been saying for decades now, right? You need to increase your amount of aerobic exercise. You need to be eating a healthy diet, cut out those ultra-processed foods, and so on. We also know that a lot of people have not achieved the weight loss that they wanted to achieve and the other health benefits with exercise alone.
All right, so what are you trying to tell me? The review looked at over 100 clinical trials showing this exercise routine can make a real difference.
Bird flu might be mutating. CDC says its analysis of samples from the first severe case in the country last week showed mutations that were not seen in samples from an infected backyard flock on that patient's property. So it was worse in the person than it was in the birds. The patient suffering from severe respiratory illness. Mutations seen in this person are rare, but have been reported in some other cases in some other countries. During these severe infections, CDC still says the risk to the general public is low.
The desire to travel continuing to climb for the majority of Americans. Jennifer Hodges says some 80% of us plan on traveling next year.
Some people telling KNX it's non-negotiable.
Maybe because I'm like younger and I don't have bigger responsibilities to pay for, that travel does seem like a necessity.
We try to figure it out because sometimes it can be costly.
According to the Portrait of American Traveler study, 8 in 10 U.S. adults will vacation next year, a 7% increase since 2023.
Obviously, during COVID, travel almost stopped completely.
Travel industry analyst Henry Hardefeld.
But we have seen a massive rebound in the wake of the pandemic, and I think it reflects a changing perspective among all of us.
The average vacation budget now up to $5,051. I'm Jennifer Hodges, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Mortgage interest rates climbing again this week following the news that the Federal Reserve will cut the rates less than originally expected in 2025.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. this week hit its highest level since mid-July, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac, now at 6.95%. Average borrowing costs for 15-year fixed-rate mortgages rose to 6%. Elevated mortgage rates and rising home prices have kept homeownership out of reach for many would-be homebuyers. The housing market remains in a slump and on track for its worst year since 1995. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm going to steal a headline here. It's been a lot of good years for the Goodyear blimp. It's going to turn 100 soon. First flight was in 1925, and so we're almost there in 2025. Thousands of events, thousands of lucky passengers, and a bunch of different versions by now. So that's actually what it sounds like when it's coming down. And, you know, you can see it off the freeway there when you drive by.
It's the blimp, right? I always picked it out when I drove by.
It is tethered, yeah. So I went on it a couple of years back. It was super cool.
I mean, it's just so different being in an airship. Takeoff and landing, that's what makes this special. I know those propellers look small because they're on a huge blimp. Those are 9-foot diameter.
That guy was my pilot.
You know, the best way I can explain it is any airship. When it's filled with helium, it's a living, breathing thing.
Yeah, when you get on the thing, it's like one person on, one person off, because you have to keep the balance.
Oh, you
and
do.
Then when we landed, we were the last flight, so they had to like drag weights onto the thing before they let us go off.
Right.
And there's always someone in that truck that they hook it up to with the big mast.
Uh-huh, right.
In cases there's like a windstorm, you have to go and fly the thing in the wind, sitting on the ground, kind of.
Because
it's a giant balloon.
It's a giant balloon. You were telling me earlier off air about your flight over near LAX, right? Or the refineries down
when we went over the refineries, you catch the thermals.
Right.
Like off the smokestacks. So you rise up. Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely
but
amazing.
They've been doing some updates, and they're getting some press for this for 2025, because there's a Gen Zer running the socials now.
Okay.
Posting things like, you know, guys see the blimp, and they're like, hell yeah, and then put sunglasses on the blimp. Or they've got shirts that say, blimps are cool, please buy tires.
Oh, okay. That's cool. No, I get that. No, for sure. I guess
they're getting ready.
I guess there are four of these things that are still in operation right now.
Three, there's a few of them.
Yeah, three in the U.S. Spirit of America, I guess, in Carson. Wingfoot, one in Akron, Ohio, and Spirit of Innovation, which is in Pompano Beach, Florida.
Which they told me meant that they have most of the blimps in the world.
Right.
Even if it's just three or four.
That's so cool.
Because nobody has blimps anymore.
I love it, man.